Wednesday, July 6th, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. This day we celebrate the memorial of St. Maria Goretti. She was born of a poor family in Corinaldi, Italy, in the year 1890. Near Natuna, she spent a difficult childhood assisting her mother in domestic duties. She was of a pious nature and often at prayer. In 1902, she was stabbed to death, preferring to die rather than to be raped. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flocky shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the invitatory antiphon, cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. And now our morning prayer hymn. All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing, Alleluia, Alleluia. O praise him, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thou rushing winds that are so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, O praise him, Alleluia. Thou rising morn in praise rejoice, ye lights of evening find a voice. O praise him, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And now our psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. O God, all your ways are holy. What God can compare with our God? Psalm 77. I cry aloud to God, that he may hear me. In the day of my distress I sought the Lord. My hands were raised at night without ceasing. My soul refused to be consoled. I remembered my God, and I groaned. I pondered, and my spirit fainted. You withheld sleep from my eyes. I was troubled. I could not speak. I thought of the days of long ago and remembered the years long past. At night I mused within my heart. I pondered, and my spirit questioned. Will the Lord reject us forever? Will he show his favor no more? Has his love vanished forever? Has his promise come to an end? Does God forget his mercy, or in anger withhold his compassion? I said, this is what causes my grief, that the way of the Most High has changed. I remember the deeds of the Lord. I remember your wonders of old. I muse on all your works and ponder your mighty deeds. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who works wonders. You showed your power among the peoples. Your strong arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The water saw you, O God, the water saw you and trembled. The depths were moved with terror. The clouds poured down rain. The skies gave forth their voice. Your arrows flashed to and fro. Your thunder rolled round the sky. Your flashes lighted up the world. The earth was moved and trembled when your way led through the sea, your path through the mighty waters, and no one saw your footprints. You guided your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the psalm prayer. Father, you established your ancient covenant by signs and wonders, but more wondrously you confirmed the new one through the sacrifice of your Son. Guide your church through the pathways of life, that we may be led to the land of promise and celebrate your name with lasting praise. And repeating the first antiphon, O God, all your ways are holy. What God can compare with our God? And the second antiphon, my heart leaps up with joy to the Lord, for he humbles only to exalt us. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. My heart exalts in the Lord, my horn is exalted in my God. I have swallowed up my enemies, I rejoice in my victory. There is no holy one like the Lord, there is no rock like our God. Speak boastfully no longer, nor let arrogance issue from your mouths. For an all-knowing God is the Lord, a God who judges deeds. The bows of the mighty are broken, while the tottering gird on strength. The well-fed hire themselves out for bread, while the hungry batten on spoil. The barren wife bears seven sons, while the mother of many languishes. The Lord puts to death and gives life. He casts down to the netherworld, he raises up again. The Lord makes poor and makes rich, he humbles, he also exalts. He raises the needy from the dust, from the ash heap he lifts up the poor, to seat them with nobles and make a glorious throne their heritage. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will guard the footsteps of his faithful ones, but the wicked shall perish in darkness. For not by strength does man prevail, the Lord's foes shall be shattered. The Most High in heaven thunders, the Lord judges the ends of the earth. Now may he give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In repeating the second antiphon, my heart leaps up with joy to the Lord, for he humbles only to exalt us. And the third antiphon, the Lord is King, let the earth rejoice. Psalm 97. The Lord is King, let earth rejoice, let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne justice and right. A fire prepares his path, it burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world, the earth trembles at the sight. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice, all people see his glory. Let those who serve idols be ashamed, those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits worship him. Zion hears and is glad, the people of Judah rejoice, because of your judgments, O Lord. For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits. The Lord loves those who hate evil, he guards the souls of his saints, he sets them free from the wicked. Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the Lord, give glory to his holy name. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Father, you clothe the sky with light and the depths of the ocean with darkness. Among the sons of men you work wonders and rain terror upon the enemy. Look upon your servants. Do not try us by fire, but bring us rejoicing to the shelter of your home. And repeating the third antiphon, the Lord is King, let the earth rejoice. And our reading for this Wednesday morning is from Romans chapter 8, verses 35 and 37. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Trial or distress? Or persecution or hunger? Or nakedness or danger or the sword? Yet in all this we are more than conquerors because of him who has loved us. And a responsory. I will bless the Lord all my life long. I will bless the Lord all my life long. With a song of praise ever on my lips, all my life long. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I will bless the Lord all my life long. And the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon, let us serve the Lord in holiness all the days of our life. And the Canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. and repeating the antiphon for the canticle of Zechariah, let us serve the Lord in holiness all the days of our life. In our intercessions, blessed be God, our Savior, who promised to remain with his church all days until the end of the world. Let us give him thanks and call out, remain with us, Lord. Remain with us the whole day, Lord. Let your grace be a sun that never sets. Remain with us, Lord. We dedicate this day to you as an offering. Do not let us offer anything that is evil. Remain with us, Lord. May your gift of light pervade this whole day, that we may be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Remain with us, Lord. May the love of your Holy Spirit direct our hearts and our lips, and may we always act in accordance with your will. Remain with us, Lord. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. Father, source of innocence and lover of chastity, you gave Saint Maria Goretti the privilege of offering her life in witness to Christ. As you gave her the crown of martyrdom, let her prayers keep us faithful to your teaching. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.